Hilton janitors say that they are paid far less than union members, violating a union contract. Now they may get over $1 million in unpaid wages. CivilBeat.org reporter Anita Hofschneider has the reality check. Anita, this is a really interesting case because it concerns workers who were employed by a cleaning company contracted by the Hilton. Why do these workers say that they, that the contract violated collective bargaining?
You're right, Bethan. It's really interesting and seems somewhat unique. I mean, in this case, it dates back to a collective bargaining agreement that Local 5 negotiated with the Hilton back in the mid-2000s. And the idea was, because Local 5 prefers if Hilton hires workers directly, that if Hilton does want to contract with other companies, that whoever works for those companies still needs to be paid a union wage. So it's a provision of the contract that's still in effect, and it's under that provision that these workers look like they're going to be able to get some money back.
Well, this has been a really long time coming since, 2007?
That's right. They're going to receive wages that they say they should have received between 2007 and 2013. And for many, it was a difference of about $5 an hour, which if you're earning only $13 an hour and you're missing out on earning five more, that makes a big difference in your day-to-day life.
So they're getting wages only, but nothing that would be in any way recompense for them having missed out. They're just going to get what they would have earned?
Well, right now, it's a little bit unclear exactly how much each worker will receive. The total $1.1 million settlement that is looks like it's going to be signed, just resolves the issue between the Hilton, the union, and the cleaning company. So the grievance process will end, and the workers won't be on the hook for some attorney's fees that a judge ruled a few years ago that they would need to pay to the cleaning company after they tried to sue the cleaning company directly and failed. And so the union still needs to work out exactly how much money each individual worker will receive. So it's unclear yet what each person will receive. But they are still all very happy that it's reached this resolution.
But Anita, so this money would be coming from Hilton. What about the cleaning company itself?
Actually, the money will be coming from the cleaning company, but the settlement is between the Hilton, the union, and the cleaning company.
You mentioned that it's not yet signed. When do they expect this to be a done deal?
Any day now. The union says that they've heard from the attorneys from the Hawaii Care and Cleaning and the Hilton that this agreement will be signed. So they've already told their workers that they can expect to receive this money and just need to figure out the best way to distribute it.
And that will be a happy day for them, we are sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider.